Jerry Bader Show 924. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Talking about the affluenza defense. A kid mows down four people. He's drunk. He's 16. Shouldn't be drinking and driving at all. He was over 0.2. He gets 10 years probation because some psychologist convinces a judge that affluenza is a real affliction. Now, I know that there are liberals that are going to say, see, this is a rich kid getting off just because he's a spoiled rich kid. Well, yeah, and I have a big problem with that. My argument is this is no different than blaming any type of upbringing. If you're going to say this is wrong, which I do, then you have to blame a bad, impoverished childhood. Jason argues that this kid is from a bad home, that it isn't necessarily a good home because he's rich. I agree. But liberals are going to say, yeah, but he's rich, and that's not the same. To me, yes, it is. This is no different than coming from an abused, some would argue this kid is abused because he's allowed to do whatever the hell he wants. Dan on the road. Dan, how are you on the Jerry Bader Show?
Good morning, Jerry. Thanks for taking my call. I have a couple of things. First of all, a question. Is there a process for the prosecution to appeal this decision?
No, you really can't. You really can't appeal sentences. They're considered subjective.
Yeah, that's really a sad situation because that's opening a floodgate for a million problems. And I want this to be considered in this situation. It's very important. If they can use the way the child was raised as an excuse, then that puts the blame or the fault on the parent. Yep. And then they need to follow that to the full extent, and the parents should go to jail for the same charges.
Dan, thanks a lot for the call. And in fact, that has been the argument that's liberals. And this is where I say, as a conservative, I believe I'm far more consistent than most liberals. Because that argument has been made when it's a bad, drug, impoverished, or abusive home. Well, then put the parents in jail. No. Oh, well, no, that wouldn't be right. You can't hold the parents responsible. I'll bet you there are liberals now who would love to throw these parents in jail. I'm not so sure I wouldn't. Jason says he would, but my issue is he made these decisions. We can all point to things in our upbringing that have created personality failings. This that it's a spoiled rich kid puts the lie to the arguments that liberals have been using that we should cut a break to people that come from bad homes. Ty on the road. Ty, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Yeah, hi, Jerry. I have a different spin on this. I want to throw this back in the liberals' face. I want to say that with the black game called Knockout, that we want to go after the parents of those black kids that are doing this because of the liberal government, who is their parent through entitlement programs. So if we're going to say it's an enrichment thing, then we call the rich government who supports these entitlement programs given to these black parents who are not taking care of their children, and we have a game called Knockout. So this has nothing to do in reality with money. This has to do with parents raising their kids properly. So we need to throw this back in the liberals' face.
Well, that is actually, that is another way of doing it. I think that's what I'm trying to do here. Thanks a lot for the call. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. I think there are even some people who reside to the right of center on the political spectrum who've accepted the argument that if you come from just a horribly dysfunctional, abusive home, it's not your fault. Now, it's not just for crime, but that has been thrown out there for homelessness as well. That people can't help the way they were brought up. Well, then liberals should be fine that this spoiled rich kid got the light treatment that he got. I am shocked by it. I think it's one of the greatest miscarriages of justice I've ever seen. Four people are dead. And the story that I saw, I thought it was a mother and daughter stopped to help a young female motorist who had a flat tire, and then a youth pastor stopped to help them. all four mowed down. It's just, it's an absolutely shocking crime. And then it's compounded by a shockingly light sentence. And I would argue this is the product of the liberal belief system that, well, no, you can't help the way you were raised. I guess that's just as true when mommy and daddy are really rich, huh? It's 9:29.
The Jerry Bader Show is sponsored in part by American Metal Roofs of Northern Wisconsin.